It's Four Pack Time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
According to an informal off-air poll via phone and the text club and emails, the public is strongly on my side when it comes to wearing flannel-lined jeans. Strongly. We've had one person via text message that said, Mike, I'm a 46-year-old guy who, according to my 13-year-old son, isn't very cool at all, and I wouldn't consider flannel anything. That's the one Debbie Downer. Everybody else, a groundswell of support for Mike McFeely when it comes to wearing flannel-lined jeans. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. We've talked about Martin Luther King. We've talked about Richard Sherman. We've talked about very weighty, heavy topics in this program. We've also talked about flannel-lined jeans that my wife is extremely opposed to, that I'm extremely supportive of. Your thoughts on flannel-lined jeans?
I looked for a pair a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I couldn't find any.
When?
Because I think they were sold out. But I have a friend, Don, who runs heavy equipment, and he swears by them.
Yeah.
Swears by them.
Well, he shouldn't swear by them. There's nothing.
Well, I mean, he just believes in them strongly.
Well, believes in them strongly. Okay.
And, you know, he convinced me to go out and look for a pair, and I did, and I can't find any.
I'll get you some. I got a line on some over at the place I shop, Costco.
36-34.
Okay. Really? Your waist is bigger than your legs? Longer than your legs?
36-34.
Okay.
Actually, I...
Because you're kind of a lanky, skinny guy.
When I couldn't find the flannel jeans, I resorted to just a regular pair. And I think I'm shrinking. Because I used to be 36-34. Yeah. And I got these 36-34s. And they're a little long. A little long. I'm wearing regular shoes. I almost have to roll them up. So I wear these little boots here, these little boots, and they're about right. But I think I'm starting to shrink because as people get older.
You're getting to that age. You're starting to shrink.
I think we should put a little
growth chart
up here. And then about once a month, we'll put a little mark, and I'll check and see where. I think we should do that.
I think we should do that. Oh, before we get to the actual four-pack, too, by the way, I am hearing behind the scenes that some listeners – and they'll go unnamed because we don't want to embarrass anybody. But from what I understand, some listeners believe, Juergy, that you and I are far too harsh on one Daniel Gunderson, producer of the 4 o'clock 4-pack.
I heard all about it on Saturday on my way to Grand Forks for a University of North Dakota hockey game with the Bemidji Beavers, not the Lumberjacks. I had to disagree. I mean... I was with Killer Kowalski, and she...
Killer Kowalski is a she.
She's of the Rase Kowalskis.
Oh, those guys.
And she just wouldn't let it go. She just, you guys are so hard on him, and you were so mean to Daniel. And I said, well, you know, he's a young guy. He's cutting his teeth in this business. We've got to, you know, keep him on the straight and narrow. And boy, I heard all about it from Fargo to Reynolds.
Jeez.
Yeah, she was all over me.
First of all,
Kowalski.
Of the Rothsay Kowalski.
Yes, yeah, you know them.
Yes, I do. I know Sheriff Berquist quite well. Yeah, I hear all kinds of stories about the Kowalskis from Rothsay.
In fact, if you go through Rothsay.
Think of the Dukes of Hazzard of Clay County.
Part of Rothsay's in Wilkin County and part's in Ottertail.
Oh, I thought it was in Clay County.
But
well,
Berquist,
anyway.
Berquist has, you know, jurisdiction just about anywhere.
I was thinking of Barnes.
But if you go through Rothsay. If you're going south through Rossay, if you look to the right, there's an old brick building, and I believe it still says Kowalski Chevrolet.
That is power. When you have your name on an old brick Chevrolet dealership in Rothsay, Minnesota.
Uh-huh. And you went to Morehead State when it was still Morehead State.
Soprano, New Jersey.
And her name.
Newark.
At Morehead State when it was still Morehead State. Her nickname was Killer Kowalski. Lives in Fargo now.
Killer? Or K-squared, as we're calling you now in the program.
So we're going to have to, I guess, treat him with kid gloves?
No, we're not. No.
Do I get to make a statement?
No, you don't.
No, not right now.
No,
I have a whole thing prepared.
I said no.
We've got to get to the four-pack. Maybe at the end.
What about no, don't you understand?
Maybe at the end.
Number four on the 4 o'clock four-pack, which is sponsored, by the way. Would you shut his microphone off,
by
please,
Kowalski
Jurgi?
Chevrolet and Rossi.
Sponsored by Kowalski. That's going to be a pretty dry account, I think, if the brick building in Rossi is any indication. Sponsored by the Extreme Pizza Kitchen in Fargo, not Kowalski Chevrolet. If you want to text in pizza to 35270, Mike Pizza 35270, the 20th person texting in pizza and Mike to 35270 will get an Extreme Pizza Kitchen 4 o'clock four-pack special, value $17.99. Number four in the four-pack today, Jurgi. Modesto, California, you better watch your nuts.
Pardon me? What did you say?
Nut farmers.
Oh.
Nut.
If you live in Modesto.
Yes, in the San Joaquin Valley nut. What do you think I meant? If you're a San Joaquin Valley nut farmer.
Where'd you find this?
Right here in my hot little hands. Somebody handed it to me recently. Dateline Modesto, California. San Joaquin Valley nut farmers are beefing up security to protect their crops. Fox 40 says several orchards. Are they nut orchards? Is that how they refer to them? Or nut farms?
Nut farm? I'd say orchards.
Nut orchards in the area have been the target of thieves, highlighted by the theft of 140,000 pounds of processed walnuts. Whoa! That's a lot of walnuts. Officials say criminals can sell the processed nuts on the black market or at farmers markets.
They're installing security, I understand, from the little report I've seen about the Fox 40 report. And it's true. They're stealing walnuts. You say walnuts?
Walnuts, huh? Yes. I'm sure they're stealing almonds.
I'm sure. Yep.
I'm sure they're stealing pistachios.
Yep. In Virginia, it's Virginia peanuts.
Yes, but this is in Modesto, California. Right. So really, Virginia's got nothing to do with the story.
Well, okay. They'll take about anything, I guess, won't they, if it's not tied down?
I guess they will.
Stealing walnuts.
Stealing nuts in Modesto, California. What's your favorite kind of nut?
I'm just kind of a plain nut guy. I like Virginia peanuts, or I don't like cashews.
Oh, what? Second here.
Beer nuts are okay, you know.
Well, of course they
are.
That's not actually.
What's that mean?
They actually don't grow beer nuts, though, Jeremy. That's actually a brand name.
What?
I'd like to see your beer nut plantation, please. What? What are you talking about?
Well, they're nuts.
Well, they are nuts.
I'm just plain. You know me, I'm just...
Plain Jane.
I'm
plain Jurgi.
I'm kind of boring. When it comes to nuts, I'm just kind of boring.
See, I think cashews are the nut by which all other nuts are measured.
No.
Almonds?
No. Nope.
Pistachios?
Nope.
There's so much... It's a fully nut world out there, Jurgi. Why are you limiting yourselves to boring, plain nuts? Do you drink Grain Belt and no other specialty beers or what?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, you do? You never widen the horizons or broad? It's just,
well, once in a while. I had a Northeast.
If somebody else is buying, right?
Kowalski, I paid for it, but I had a Northeast in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks the other night at the Blue Moose.
Really?
And Kowalski, she and Mr. Kowalski had Blue Moon because they were at the
Blue Moose. Kowalski Chevrolet, the official Chevrolet dealer of the Mike McFeely Show.
Could be.
It could be.
Even though it's not open anymore.
That would pretty much describe this program in many ways. Number three.
I've heard from Kowalski yet this afternoon. I'll take a look. You go ahead.
I will. The Target hacker, Jurgi. You know that person,
yes,
who's been hacking Target?
110 million people worldwide. Got into everything.
A security firm has identified a teenager in Russia as the author of the malware used in the cyber attacks against Target and Neiman Marcus, and warned retailers to be prepared for more potential breaches. The malware was allegedly written by a 17-year-old with roots in St. Petersburg, Russia.
And he has distributed this to cyber criminals around the world, apparently, right?
What is malware? Pinto, you're allowed to talk here for 15 seconds or so. What is malware?
It's something to use for protection, I believe.
Thanks for adding a lot to the program.
Don't be so mean. I'll look at Jack.
I'm not being mean.
Jack Sunday's got a foul look on his face.
He does have a foul look. What was with that?
I don't know.
Somebody steal his red hat? So anyway, 17-year-old.
I believe it. I don't know. But that's the way it sounds, according to this security firm in California, where they've got stealing nuts. So
I'll bet Jack is mad about number four in the four-pack.
I don't even know what it is.
Number four, we've already been through it.
Uh-huh.
The California one.
Oh.
My right. opening to it, I bet he's upset about.
Okay. So, 17-year-old.
17-year-old.
Could be behind it all.
Sure. Look up malware on the Google Pinto. Then you can maybe give us a better definition. Number two, Twins Caravan,
yes.
Jerky in Fargo tonight.
Across the street?
Right across the street.
At the
venue at the Hub.
Venue at the Hub.
Yeah.
Doors open at 5:30. Is that right?
Yep.
I believe so. And I we've been told, now have you gotten this out, that the tickets that we have here are soon to be going over there.
Because, yes.
So don't stop at the KFGO studios. Head right over to the venue at the Hub. That's where the tickets will be. Sales have just been tremendous.
Through the roof.
Yeah. I mean, it's even though the weather isn't the best, kind of blustery. It seems like it's always cold and blustery.
It's always cold and blustery.
For Twins night. But we've got Blylevin coming in and
Trevor Plouffe.
Swarzak.
Yep. Anthony Swarzak. Had him on the program at 2:35.
The old catcher guy.
Terry Steinbach.
Yep.
Yep.
And did you hear back from Dave St. Peter?
I have not heard back from Mr. St. Peter yet.
The president. He sometimes just comes in on his own.
Yeah,
and he
does.
Did indicate a couple of weeks ago he was going to check his schedule, and he may just show up. But it looks like it's going to be a big house, big packed house. It wasn't long ago that because of the Twins' tough year last year that there were some people that don't care about him anymore.
What are we going to do to fix this? Heads should roll. Things like that. But No, it's everything's fine.
It'll be a good night.
It's the Blylevin effect, I think.
How about the guy that's listed on your program, number two or three, Dick Bramer? Where's he?
You know, I don't know. I haven't looked at the caravan schedule. However, I do have a commitment from Mr. Bramer. On Friday, I'm going to be going down to Twins Fest at Target Field. Stop and go. Great supporter of the Mike McFeely Show. Has sponsored my trip down to Twins Fest. I texted Mr. Bramer, said, hey, you got time on Friday to do some radio? He said, Mike, anything
really?
For you. As long as I remain number two.
He won't be here tonight, though.
No, he's somewhere else. Oh. He's in Worthington or Marshall.
Florida.
Hinckley. Mm-hmm. Fort Myers. Something like that.
Good. So you're all invited to tickets at the Hub. They'll be over there shortly. But we've had good walk-up today, and they'll sell out tonight.
But there's very few tickets left
yes.
as well. There's like a handful of tickets left. So if you want to go to the caravan, you need to get on your horse and get on down here.
We did the online thing this year and sold quite a few tickets, so that's a good way to go.
Genius management at this place. Genius. Number one, Jurgi, were you watching the game and the post game?
I was.
When this happened. I'm now pointing at Pinto. Were you watching the game and the post game when this happened? Pointing at Pinto.
Let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you.
She didn't know what to do, did she? Poor Ann Andrews.
Who's talking about you?
That sounded like Killer Kowalski back in the WW World Wrestling days. I thought he swore, but he didn't.
No, he did not swear.
But he was talking so fast, and it was just, and he's backtracked now. It was just the heat of the moment. You know how it is,
yeah.
Mike. The adrenaline flowing.
Yeah,
and
happens to me sometimes.
Sure knocked her off her heels there.
Did.
She didn't know what to do.
Back to you, Joel. Who's talking about you?
And he kind of simmered down when he was on the set later on, and I don't know what, his Crabtree said anything, Michael Crabtree today?
Oh, I think they were slapping each other on Twitter and doing the social media thing. I don't think Crabtree has a leg to stand on. His team lost, right?
Yeah. Well, it didn't look like it till the very end. But, you know, it's sports. They'll be hyped now about Sherman over the next couple of weeks. And
he will. It's a marketing genius move because Richard Sherman will dominate everything now for the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
His name will be mentioned 27 trillion times.
It will. All right, we were pretty nice to Daniel today. I have a little gift for him, just to make him feel a little better. And so you can present it to him, and it's never been used, brand new, still in the wrapper.
Look at that.
Make him feel a little better.
It's a beautiful coffee mug, travel mug, from Kowalski Chevrolet in Rothsay, Minnesota.
Get out.
It is. Look at that. Look Isn't at that. That nice?
Well, thank you, Killer
Kowalski. I didn't even know that they had travel mugs when Kowalski Chevrolet was running and gunning down there in Rothsay, Prairie Chicken Country.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Huh.
So something little, make Danu feel a little better, and he can put his cocoa in there in the morning.
His cocoa. Yeah, he drinks a lot of cocoa. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.